Rocky Mountain Power is tucking home energy reports into electric bills, not just to inform customers, but also to motivate them. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
Frida and Ray Tibbetts have always taken care to turn off the lights whenever they leave a room, so they were stunned last fall when their electric bill jumped and the energy report showed their home was using twice as much power as the neighbors. Frida knew the reason was a daughter and a son-in-law had moved in, and they kept lights and electric heaters on for medical reasons. She wrote to Rocky Mountain Power.
But I wanted the company to know that we wasn't just foolishly burning up a lot of power we didn't need.
The couple also followed one of the tips the power company offered, and they replaced all of their ordinary light bulbs with energy-efficient ones.
It made sense to change to the more efficient light bulbs because they put out more light for less money.
Doing better turns out to be a big incentive to use less electricity. Kevin Emerson specializes in efficiency for the advocacy group Utah Clean Energy. He says there's powerful social psychology behind comparing energy use among neighbors.
It's kind of a subconscious competition that gets unlocked, and it's somehow kind of hardwired into who we are that we want to be part of that peer group that is doing well by our community, I guess, or that is being recognized for doing the right thing.
Utah Clean Energy pushed for the reports for years, and Rocky Mountain Power now sends them to all of its 835,000 residential customers in Utah. Company spokesman Paul Murphy says the reports have already made Utahns more energy efficient.
This is one area where environmentalists and the utilities agree on something. They realize that if people aren't using electricity, we're not going to have to be generating electricity. And so it's better for the environment, it's better for everybody.
Rocky Mountain Power says in a pamphlet that efficiency programs like this are working so well, the energy saved is enough to power around 30,000 homes. Judy Faze, KUER News.